This episode of District Queen is brought to you by Screening Room LA, a place where you can come support, screen, and network in your local film community on the last Wednesday of every month. Follow us, Screening Room LA. Brought to you by Kalima Gaston.
Warning, District Queen contains explicit material not suitable for minors. Parental discretion is advised.
You are now listening to District Queen.
Run that by me one more time. You're going to dinner with who?
V, stop playing. You heard who I said.
No, you must be the one playing. Bitch, I know you lost your job and shit is fucked up right now, but you ain't got no business going to see Lulu Cruella DeVille ass.
She's still Namdi's mother and I still love him.
So what you being in love with him got to do with her?
I'm going.
All right, don't call me to get your ass out of shit. So where y'all meeting at?
Anybody ever told you how damn nosy you are?
It's called being aware.
Someplace in Buckhead called Chops.
Bougie spot just like that bitch.
Girl, if you don't come on, I have to go. My Uber is here.
All jokes aside, text me when you make it back later.
I'm good, V. I'm a big girl.
I don't trust that conniving-ass Lulu. Siri, give me directions to Chops.
Good evening. Welcome to Chops Atlanta. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi, I'm meeting someone here tonight by the name of Lulu Amici.
Oh, but of course. She's a creme de la creme customer. Follow me to the members only dining area. Right this way to Ms. Amici. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Oh, Margot, dear. Glad you decided to grace me with your presence. I was starting to think that I would be dining alone tonight.
Hi, Lulu. Excuse my lateness. Atlanta traffic.
Yes, it is quite bloody dreadful.
Good evening, ladies. Can I offer you some wine or champagne?
Champagne, please.
The last time I was here, I requested that you all should add the new Cristal Rosé to your menu.
And we took your request very seriously, Miss Amici. One bottle of Cristal Rosé coming up.
Very proper.
So what are you doing in Atlanta, Lulu?
I should be asking you that. Why did I see your little job mishap come across my screen on the news all the way in D.C.?
I'm not here to talk about that.
I mean no harm, Margot. I just want to make sure that my future daughter-in-law is doing well.
Is that so?
One glass for you, Miss Amici, and one for this gorgeous young lady.
Mm-hmm. Can you top me off again?
Huh. I didn't take you as a lush type of lady. My son doesn't usually court those types of women.
How would you know what your son likes? You weren't even around half his damn life.
Well, despite your perception, I'm still his mother nonetheless.
I don't understand how you could just leave him like that. I would have never.
Don't be so hasty to say what you would never do. Didn't your mother ever teach you that?
Did yours?
Yes, actually, she did. She taught me a lot of things before she died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, nothing to be sorry about. She died when I was 14 years old, killed during an attack on our village in Nigeria.
I guess we have something in common.
Indeed.
So how did you get to London?
My father, he was a deeply religious man. He said he prayed a few weeks after my mother's death about what he should do next, and God told him to go to London. So my father, myself, and my older sister all moved.
I took you for an only child.
Isolated, but not only. Lizzie, my sister, never did like my decisions, especially when it came to Namdi's father.
Why is that?
Lizzie instantly knew he would not bring any good to my life. My sister had a way of seeing straight through people. I was so captured by his charm and good looks and intelligence.
Sounds a lot like Namdi.
In some ways, they are a lot alike, but some ways they differ. You know, after he was killed, I discovered exactly who Namdi's dad really was, and it came with a cost. A cost that almost took mine and Namdi's life.
What do you mean?
I had to make a hard but motherly decision. If I wanted to save both of our lives, we would have to separate for a while. So I put Namdi in an orphanage in Brixton where my sister worked, and I moved to America without a dime. But then I finally got my business off the ground, and he wanted for nothing.
Except you and love.
Sometimes loyalty is greater than love. You know, speaking of loyalty, have you heard from Namdi?
The last time I heard from him was a few weeks ago, and he told me I should move on.
This is interesting. This news is shocking to my ears.
I've called his lawyer a few times, but she hasn't responded. I need to know what's happening with him.
I met with Gabrielle recently. She seems to be working very hard on his case. She probably didn't get your calls because she's been traveling back and forth to fight for him.
There, where?
In Morocco.
Why would she be there? The last time we spoke, he told me it could take months to get a new court date.
I guess she wants to fully support her client. I think it's quite noble of her. You know, she's a beautiful young lady, inside and out.
I bet she is.
So what will you do now for work?
Not sure yet. Something will arise, I suppose.
It always does.
Did you even believe that Lulu had a loyal bone in her body?
I'm not sure if I didn't or did, but I did know that she was a woman who had been through some things in life. Some rough things that I could relate to.
Okay, well, I see the connection. So you were more in tune to Lulu.
Yes, I now began to listen closely, and what I heard about Gabrielle's so-called support for Namdi's case didn't sit well with my newfound woman's intuition.
I'm here to see my client. Namdi Amichi, please.
Greetings, Ms. Belmore. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much. Gar...
Please. Call me Waleed.
Sure thing, Waleed.
Someone go retrieve Amichi from his cell. You come here quite often. Traveling from America must be a real pain.
I actually am stationed here until Namdi's case becomes resolved.
That's very noble of you.
I fight for my clients, as hard as I can, and each case requires different sacrifices.
I can see that. Have a seat. Namdi will be here in a moment.
Gabrielle. What a surprise to see you.
Always good to see you, given the circumstances. How have you been? Are you eating? You look slightly slimmer.
I'm okay. As good as any man can be in a foreign hellhole. Last night I watched one of my cellmates cut himself and another man smear his shit all over the walls and then ate it. So I haven't had much of an appetite. Have you spoken to Margot?
Let's keep our head in the game. It's getting closer to the next step in getting you released. Not as of late, but I did see your mother.
Well, that's unlike her. But humor me with this conversation that you and my mother had.
I can't go into full details right now, but what I can reveal is that your mom knows more regarding why you're in this jail than what she lets on. I'm not leaving until you're out of here.
Gabrielle, I cannot have you staying in this country by yourself. You've done so much for me thus far.
And I have far more work to do, but I'm getting closer to meeting with the supposed brother of Johannes.
You can't be out here just meeting with these people. It's not like America.
Visit over, everyone. Let's back it up.
I'm not going anywhere until you step foot out of this prison. And I'm not asking for your permission, Namdi.
Afwan, Ms. Belmore. You call me if you need my help for anything. Any friend of Namdi's is a friend of mine.
Oh, who the hell is that this early in the morning? Go away.
Margo.
Surprise! Hey, y'all. Dad, I didn't know the whole crew was here.
Oh, now, honey, we are sorry to impose. We just really thought you might like some family company.
Oh, right. Just what I need. Come on in.
Sweetheart, you know you should check your mail more often. Could be something important in there.
I'll try to remember that, Dad. Just put it over on the counter.
Honey, your place is so nice and well put together.
Yeah, Margo. You know you should really think about interior design. I have a friend who actually went to SCAD for it.
It's just a hobby I like.
Have you been keeping yourself busy?
Kind of.
Have you ever been to Blue Ridge?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, It's a first time for everything. Your dad and I traded a timeshare with someone this weekend.
I really appreciate the gesture, y'all, but I'm not really in the mood. Y'all go without me.
Margo, you need a break. Trust your pops. Have I ever led you astray?
Not really. Then it's settled. Let me help you throw some clothes in an overnight bag. You and I, my sister, have some catching up to do. Oh, I can barely wait.
Yeah, what's up? Look, don't rush. He'll be in a few minutes.
They're waiting for me, huh?
Yeah, it's time to get this over with, okay? You've done this before, right? What's the problem?
I need the pills. Every time I do this, I have the pills.
What are you talking about?
The pills that look like candy. The dream pills. Call that guy who dropped me. Off he knows.
I'll call him, but put on that animal costume while I get the pills.
You really want me to put on a cat costume? It's not even Halloween.
Yes, man. Just put it on. This will be quick. I promise.
Okay. If you say so.
Bro, what the fuck is this kid talking about? He needs some candy pills to make him dream or something? I thought you said he was a vet. What the fuck is going on?
Hello. I know what he needs. Be there 5 minutes.
Is he bringing my candy pills?
Yeah, man, for sure.
Am I taking this costume off once I get inside? Will it be cold in there?
Hell no. Okay, you are keeping your clothes.
The last guy made me take my clothes off.
You're keeping your clothes on, okay? Yeah, you here?
Yeah, I'm on top.
All right, hey, come with me, kid.
I see you figured out the type of services you provide for sickos like Congressman Davis.
Motherfucker, just you give me the pills?
Ease up, tough guy. If he takes these now, they'll kick in about 10 minutes.
My candy. Can I eat them now?
Yeah, only one, kid.
Call me when you're done. Oh, by the way, can I set up my first session with one of them exotic-ass bitches from the district?
Nah, motherfucker, they don't perform for clowns like you. Let's go, kid.
Mr. Jackson, now what are you up to this time of night with a poor Russian kid? Hey, run this address for me and see what you get. I'm in Montgomery County, sending you my location now. Also, I took some photos. Run a face recognition on all of them. I'm getting closer to busting these sick bastards.
Hello, little guy. You're such a handsome little fella.
Hello. What do you want me to do for you?
Ooh, I like you, little guy. You look so cute in your little cat costume. Why don't you get on all fours and crawl to me?
Okay.
Yeah. Now meow like a cat for me.
Meow.
Do it again.
Meow.
Yeah, just like that. Do it again. Yes. One more time.
Meow.
Yes, I'm coming. You're a good fucking cat. Fuck. But keep bringing me more like him, and you'll never need another job in your life.
Nothing like the smell of fresh outdoors.
Oh, yes, honey. It feels great out here. We should do this more often.
How'd you lay you sleep?
I finally got a good night of sleep since Kevin has been gone.
I slept okay. Aubrey, is Kevin away for work or something?
Honey, he actually left me.
Oh, wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I, but we are here now.
Marco, how is your boyfriend Namdi? Did he get back from his business trip yet?
Nope, not yet. His business is requiring more time than he thought.
Well, no worries. Gives you a little more time for yourself.
Aubrey, how about we go inside? Get brunch ready.
Sure, Mom. Guess I'll make those mimosas.
Thanks, my love. So, sweetheart, what really happened on that plane?
Dad, I'm fine. I was just having a rough week and overdrank.
I know, but that's unlike you. I've been worried ever since the wedding.
I'm good, Dad. I didn't want to be a flight attendant forever anyway.
So what are you going to do now?
I don't know yet, but I'll be fine. I've saved up a little money.
If you need anything, you let me know. Just keep yourself busy. An idle mind is a devil's playground.
Mom used to say that.
Indeed she did.
Hey, sis, come have a mimosa with me.
Actually, that might be the best idea all day. I'll be back in a little bit, Dad.
Cool, cool. Y'all have fun taking selfies on that ChapSnap thing.
It's Snapchat, Dad. Sheesh.
Oof. Epic fail, huh?
Super epic.
Here, try this one. It's actually a Bellini because it's made with peach juice.
Damn, this is good for real. I've never had this before.
It was Kevin's favorite.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. What the hell happened? Y'all seem so perfect.
He left me for an escort. Can you believe it?
You're lying. I would have never imagined that. Kevin seems like a nerd.
Nerds apparently are freaks too.
So how did you find out?
Well, a few months ago I was checking our account and noticed huge amounts of money being withdrawn. Then shortly after Mom and Dad's wedding, he went away for a business trip and didn't return as expected. I got worried, so I called his phone and he texted me back that he couldn't do it anymore and he wanted a divorce. He told me I changed and I couldn't give him what he wanted.
Wait, he left you with nothing for a damn escort? I don't understand how a man...
Please don't remind me. I had to move back in with Mom and Dad. I just don't understand. What is she doing that I didn't do?
Aubrey, don't cry. I don't know, but I have an idea who might know.
Hey, Shin.
Hey, boss lady. How's Morocco?
It's actually beautiful, but I can't enjoy it as much as I would like until I get Namdi out.
You sure are going hard for this particular client.
Don't even start, young lady. Now, what you got for me? Any new leads on Johannes?
Now, you know I got leads. So, through my amazing social media research, I found out that Johannes is the criminal idiot brother to the Prince of Morocco. The Prince's name is Alma.
Prince?
Mm-hmm. I was able to track down the address for the Prince's palace, but from the satellite, it seems to be airtight security. If I hadn't just be able to walk in there.
Maybe I can go through the embassy to get to them.
I'm not so sure about that. First, you're a woman, and second, you're American. This isn't the best mix in the Moroccan societal climate.
Unfortunately, you're right.
You're probably gonna need a man from the culture to get you inside.
Bingo. Thanks, Shan. You're the best paralegal in the game, but I gotta go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Be safe, boss lady.
Hello?
Alan, who is this?
This is Miss Belmar. I think I can use your help with something.
District Queen Season 2 is a Vision R Her production created by Akia McKnight and directed by Zella Gaiman. This episode was written by Akia McKnight, starring Mykia Jeter, Phoenix Washington, Kalima Gaston, Toya M. Nelson, and Angelo Diaz. District Queen Season 2 production crew include sound designer, editor, mastering by Brandon McFarlane, Julian St. James, engineer, theme music by Julian St. James, and performed by Sean Rose. Second AD, Summer Knight, casting director, Saraya Billings.